Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And Gozugos.
Konnichiwa.
In this episode, we are talking about Galerians Rion, aka Galerians Rion Alternate Version. That's the title that appears in the end credits. a three-episode OVA from 2002 that got made into a movie for the Western release. I chose this one because I was thinking about Galaga and not this when I picked it.
But it was an adaptation of Galaga.
I thought it was an adaptation of Galaga, yes. Look, I've made mistakes before. I'm not perfect.
This is the worst mistake you've done in your whole life.
Did you think that there's going to be a guy and he's going to be captured by aliens, but there's going to be another guy and he's going to save the first guy, and then the first guy is going to follow the other guy around and they're going to be joined at the shoulder and they're going to shoot like Gaga?
Yeah. Look, the names are kind of similar.
I can't believe you did this.
It was produced by Enterbrain and Polygon Magic. The studio is behind various video games from the 90s and 2000s, including Incredible Crisis and several multimedia things like Kimi Kiss and Amagami, like light novels, manga, video games, anime, multimedia. Galerians Rion has a My Anime List score of 5.36. It was 5.39 when I put it on my spreadsheet some months ago.
It's good to hear that people are watching it too, not just us.
Not just us. This is based on Galerians, which is a survival horror game that came out in 2000 on the PlayStation. It was developed by Polygon Magic. It seems to have been well received with 7s and 8s, and had a sequel on the PlayStation 2 called Galerians Ash a couple of years later. That was a direct sequel, which wasn't quite as well received. My summary for this OVA is: a guy named Rion discovers that he has psychic powers and must use them to rescue someone he doesn't remember. Arturo?
Really good one. Minus, after an incredibly advanced AI gets told by her human creators about God, she believes herself a deity and tries to modify a new race of humans to do her bidding. In retaliation, her original creators program a virus to destroy her.
Okay, I don't need to read my summary, which took me quite a long time to write, Arturo. Spoilers.
I'm sorry.
And Gozgos?
We are back in the Shadowloo secret lair, where behind a series of 100 secret doors, we join a boy with psycho power on a quest to escape from a captivity, uncover his past in the mansion from Resident Evil, and save Midgar from Final Fantasy VII from the evil robot.
I love that you mentioned psycho power. That's like the best thing.
You stole my joke. I was going to mention Psycho Power later. Look, I'm going to have to rewatch it and write different stuff. So hang out here for an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh, you're actually going to go through that again? I mean, oh yeah, okay, well, wait. Can I just say that you've just forgot to mention that the name is apparently eerily similar to Galaga? I didn't say it, of course.
For the OVA, we open on Rion, who is on an operating table, it looks like, with a woman's voice waking him. She's scared because someone is coming for her. She will say this repeatedly. People in a control room are surprised that Rion is waking up because, as the subtitles put it, he was given a major dose of drugs. Which, yeah, I laughed.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous because the context, especially after he goes crazy, you know, the drugs really do show. You can just show this to your kids so that they don't do drugs.
Wasn't it like he's waking up and impossible, he's on drugs? Was it like that? Or did I
think the dub, they said he was given like a lot of the drug rather than he was given a major dose of drugs. Just, you know, whatever, cocaine, marijuana, just
heroin. Loads of stuff.
Yeah, I think I watched the version with subs, so it might have been a bit different.
Perhaps. In the game, at least, it's more sense because you see in the opening cutscene, someone says, now inject him with whatever the name of the drug is. I've forgotten it, and I wrote it further down in my notes. And so you know what drug he's been given.
So it's none of the traditional ones.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen does have a tendency of making me do that too, yeah.
Rion bursts out of his isolation room that he was stuck in with a surge of energy and wakes, like, sometime later. We don't know how long later, with a scientist looking over him. Rion kills him, and then the guards that are sent to secure him, using his psycho power. See, I was going to mention it, but took my joke.
Aww.
The guy in charge, Dr. Rem, commands that lasers should be used against Rion. They seem to have some effect before Rion once more explodes with electricity and murders the people. He does a lot of murdering in this.
Oh, who can blame him?
I mean, Rion, who doesn't remember his name or anything, finds his way to the computer control room, and the computer says, please spell your name. So he spells Rion. I don't know what my name is, but I know how to spell it.
No, because when he first frees himself, the scientist calls him Rion, and he goes, is that my name?
Oh, that's true. But how do you know it wasn't spelt with a Y?
Or an E. You never know.
Well, he's Japanese.
It's Japanese, exactly. It could be spelled with an L.
Rion then electrocutes the computer while screaming at it, which then gives him the information that he wants. We find his full name is Rion Steiner. He was born in 2506. His parents are Albert and Elsa, and he lived in the Forest District in Michelangelo City. This entire OVA takes place in Michelangelo City, so don't worry. You don't need to know about the wider geography, at least.
There's no nunchucks in that city.
Unfortunately not. Dr. Rem comes up behind Rion and holds a gun to his head, but Rem doesn't get a chance to fire the gun, which is full of drugs, as Rion uses his many psychic abilities to defeat Rem. Or he would have if Dr. Rem wasn't actually a Terminator who gets up while Rion is distracted by the woman's voice again. Robo Rem overpowers Rion, but he manages to inject himself with the drug that he didn't want to be injected with, and explodes Rem and the computer, but Rem, despite being a bodiless robot head, is still alive, at least. But luckily, Rion had earlier picked up a drug that stops him from short-circuiting, which is what he's doing because of the drug, and arcing electricity everywhere, and injects himself with it before collapsing in an elevator.
That was nice, sit up and pay off.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Rion is confronted by more guards, but we cut away to Dr. Rem, get our head crushed by a guy named Birdman. We guards, and they're all dead, messy, dead, rather than, you know, using fire or electricity, which Rion does for the rest of this thing. Rion has made his escape, he gets on a train and goes home, because he found out from the computer where that was. He explores the house, which is a massive house and has a tiny kitchen. Did you guys notice that?
Honestly, no. I was more shocked, but I was just actually paying more attention to kind of like the atmosphere, because I didn't really know at this point, like, if this was post-apocalyptic or not, because, like, there's no one and there doesn't ever seem to be anyone. So that's the thing that was most confusing me. And also all the flashbacks. I was like, what's happening?
To be fair, if there were more people, Rion would probably just kill them.
That's a good point. He does that a lot.
Maybe not. He doesn't kill the guy later.
That one guard, yes. While Rion's exploring, as Atara said, he gets visions or flashes of memory, including things that he can't possibly know. And he remembers a girl called Lilia. And we don't get to find out much about her because Birdman appears. And I assumed it's some sort of mental projection, but we find out later it's teleportation. Rion makes a run for it and is attacked by a man in a black coat who seems to have the same electrical powers as him. The girl's voice speaks to him, saying the same thing it's said every time, and Rion guesses that the voice belongs to Lilia. A vision of the young Lilia leads Rion to his old bedroom, where he was sick as a boy, and his parents discuss Albert, his father, having had nowhere else to hide something that may have been hidden inside Rion. We do, that does pay off later.
As tends to happen with these things.
He escapes the room before two more men in black coats burst into the bedroom. I don't know how, because there was only one door. Rion has another memory of finding his father dead and his mother also dead, stuffed in a fridge.
And she had a watch in her mouth. What was that about?
Yeah, the dad's watch was set to a certain time, and this watch shoved in the mum's mouth was set to the same time.
I think the watch inside her mouth was like more like it didn't necessarily happen like that. It was more like a vision that about the watch that he finds later, like the ring or whatever.
Perhaps, but we later find out who killed them, and we meet them later at the hotel, and he's changing the time on a clock to that same time.
Oh.
So I think that's something that he does. He changes the time on your watch or gives you a watch with that. Unfortunately, I didn't have 5 hours to set by so I could watch a long play of the game to find out if that leads into things. It's never explained in the OVA, at least. The men in black, not those ones, catch up to Rion and he just sets them on fire. Birdman reappears to Rion and explains that his brother killed Rion's parents and says that he wants to know where Lilia is. Rion lashes out, Birdman disappears, because, again, he's a teleporter, and reappears somewhere else, falling to his knees in pain. Rion gets a vision of Birdman's brother killing his mother, and his reaction destroys the bathroom, and in doing so, he finds a ring that his mother had lost down the drain. Then we cut back to Birdman, where his brother, by the name of Reinhardt, appears, and Birdman just kind of has a go at him. Go play somewhere else, I think he says. Back at the big house, Rion gets a mental message from his father, which tells him to use the ring to unlock a secret door behind the bookcase. Again, memories of and visions of things he can't possibly have memories of, so this is a thing that is not explained at all.
Yes, ESP, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a thing, like brain powers, visions, stuff.
I think I've talked about it before on this podcast, but like psychic powers seem to be a really big thing in Japanese sci-fi. Oh, this person can do whatever the story needs because they have psychic powers.
Well, I think in this case, it's pretty basic. Like he gets visions, he can set people on fire, and he can shoot electricity. Like it doesn't, whatever.
See, the problem with psychopower, is that they're always unexplained. Like, throughout this entire thing, Rion is being like, oh, red doesn't work, or he calls fire red for some reason, and I don't understand. I understand how fire and electricity are connected, don't get me wrong, but visions, I'm not sure if that's like Lilia's power or his own, but essentially it just feels like he has the power of the House of Requirement of Harry Potter. I mean, the Room of Requirement.
The game kind of explains it a bit better because you have to take certain drugs to use certain powers. Like you have to use this drug to use electric powers, this drug to use fire powers.
Oh, you know, I kind of like that actually. Okay. It's kind of like different guns essentially.
Yeah, if you like even go to menu to change red, blue, and yeah, you basically take red drug that refuels your red meter. You take the blue one, it refuels your blue meter, and it's different powers that you use. They deplete the different meters. So I guess he just called them red or blue or whatever.
In a bit, I do have the names written in my notes, but I'll lose my place if I go looking for them. Because we do actually get the names of the drugs. But the message from his father says that he has to go and destroy Dorothy, a new age computer capable of improving itself. Dorothy had become the mother computer of Michelangelo's city and saw humanity as lesser beings, because compared to computers, we are.
Not only that, I did kind of like the explanation they gave of She saw us killing each other. She's like, what's wrong with you people? So like, if you kill yourselves, I kill you too, right?
Yeah, he goes on to explain it eventually saw itself as God and took control of a hospital to manipulate human genes and give them humans, clones, something, supernatural powers, and calling them Galarians, which is where we get the title from. To defeat Dorothy, there is a virus program in Lilia's brain, but to use it requires Rion's brain, which has a launch program in it. Lilia makes telepathic contact with Rion and tells him where to find her, because he finds her doll in the shed, which is a thing in the game. But Birdman turns up and demands to know what Rion knows, because apparently he knows that Lilia has contacted him. The two fight, pretty much destroying the house, before Birdman dies from being smashed through the house by Rion. Like, Birdman smashes Rion through a wall, but Rion smashes Birdman literally through the entire house.
In that scene, and I think before, inside the house, when they engage each other, Rion destroys some furniture in the middle of the room with his powers, and I really liked early CG effects, just pieces of wood flying everywhere. It looked really good to me. And yeah, later the house also. I really liked that.
Yeah, that's fair. Didn't look as bad as it could have, to be quite honest. But we'll talk about that towards the end. Rion heads to the hotel where Lillian said that she is. He manages to not see the brutally murdered man behind the counter and think that hotel lobby shitty. He goes in the elevator, and as the doors close, Birdman's brother, Reinhardt, comes out of the ground. A woman joins him in the hallway and tells Reinhardt to go and play with Rion. Rion arrives in a room with what appears to be a drug dealer or apothecary at first, who wonders how he got in when the door wasn't even locked. The man identifies that Rion is addicted to drugs, something we have not seen in this OVA, and reveals that he is indeed a drug dealer.
With the very incredible line, yeah, we call you your kind of good customers.
I mean, to be fair, that's the truest thing that I ever heard.
I loved that line. It was so horrible.
As I mentioned, the drugs are a bigger part of the game, so it kind of comes across unexpectedly. Like, oh, you're high on drugs. And you're like, what? Is he? Where's he gotten these drugs?
Yeah, they should have shown that more. Him finding and using the drugs.
Injecting himself.
We see it during fights, but that's about it. So Rion asks him for Nalcon, Red, and Delmator, which are three of the drugs from the game. And at least one I remembered hearing about earlier in the movie. I forgot to make a note of it back then, though. The man laughs and gives the drugs over, as well as one called Skip that doubles a person's power, though he's never tried any of them and knows nobody are still alive who has. So why does he have these drugs? Dunno. Why is he giving these drugs over for no payment? Dunno.
Neither do we need to know, because we just move on to the next scene and it's all just happy and dandy, as it happens to heroes addicted to drugs.
Rion goes stumbling down the hallway, and Reinhardt is also in the hallway behind him, setting the grandfather clock, it seems like. Like he set a different clock earlier. And Reinhardt uses his power, which negates Rion's power. However, while he's tormenting him, well, let's say playing with him, because that's what everyone else says Reinhardt does. Two men in black appear to attack Rion, but Reinhardt doesn't like sharing his toys, so he has a go at them. He doesn't really do much to them, does he?
He kind of pushes them, or I don't know, something happened.
Because he makes Rion think that he's on fire, this distraction causes Rion to realize he's not on fire, and it's all hallucination. So Rion injects himself with, I think, Skip. The color was uncertain because it was in a fire. And sets fire to Reinhardt, who explodes with power, giving Rion an insight into Reinhardt's past before he dies. And it's sad.
Yep.
As Rion gets closer to finding Lilia, the woman from earlier, who we will soon learn is called Rita, finds Reinhardt and doesn't seem best pleased that Reinhardt is dead. Rion finds Lilia in the basement, who has decided to take a nap, despite knowing that Rion was literally almost there. As they're talking, Rita turns up and attacks with furniture and is unaffected by Rion's fire. However, Rion uses Hole in the Roof, and it's super effective. Then Rita injects herself with some kind of drug created especially for her, she says, sending her into short-circuiting, which sends off arcing jets of electricity like what we've already seen happen to Rion. And Rion lets her stumble slowly towards him and grab him. Then Rita begs Rion to destroy her, and he kills her, much to Lilia's shock. Though the shock is short-lived because she almost immediately forgets about it.
Well, he had no choice, so yeah.
Why would she not have liked to see how many other people he killed?
Though, I know I wrote this, Rion uses Hole in the Roof, but they were in the basement.
Wait a minute.
I think, like, I got an impression that he just went through the whole building to make the hole.
I mean, he was high on skip, so we assume. Rion vows to go to the Mushroom Tower and destroy Dorothy. They soon enter the tower, Lilia and Rion, and Dorothy, well, as I mentioned earlier, Rion kills two of the three guards and lets the third one live. And then they walk into the tower, and Dorothy offers to helpfully explain everything to the pair. They go up in some kind of teleporter lift thing and find some kind of chambers lining the walls with labels making it clear that this is where the three now-dead Galarians were created. Now, the subtitles show the name was spelt Cain, as in the Bible character Cain and Abel, but they pronounce it Kyan. So this guy Kyan appears, looking like a BDSM Rion, and saying that Rion is a clone of the real Rion and was born alongside Cain. Sorry, Kyan. I really should have written it with a K, shouldn't I? So I remembered.
It would have helped you not have to correct yourself every time.
Kyan attacks, and it's a very one-sided fight that goes on for quite a while until Rion just explodes Kyan.
Are we going to talk about how Rion is basically a Dark Souls boss, and he has like way too much life, and everyone around him is just like the stupid ones that can't actually kill him because they make one mistake?
I mean, Kyan's one mistake was trying to electrocute him for a long time.
Yeah. And choking him to death, and it's just Rion's just holds his head and just blows it up.
It didn't just blow his head up, blew his entire body up.
I didn't notice that. Oh no.
Yeah, that was pretty graphic.
Because Rion goes over to Lilia, and she wakes up because she got knocked out by Kyan, and they are about to go into the room where Dorothy is, and you see, like, the outline of, yeah, that red splodge used to be Kyan.
Oh, no, I didn't realize that. That's messed up.
Rion and Lilia go to see Dorothy, and unexpected nudity, question mark?
Yeah, I was shocked, too. I was like, oh, my God, that's a nipple.
Yeah, Dorothy sculpted itself the upper body of a woman with head, arms, and breasts, including nipples.
I'm not sure if there were nipples. Weren't they just cannons in place of nipples?
It was, she'd sculpted breasts, and there was something in, like, around the middle area that was a darker color.
And yeah, I couldn't tell if there were nipples, or was it just something in place of nipples?
It's clearly supposed to may it be evocative of nipples.
I mean, yeah, but like, let's get technical, right?
Okay,
what were they?
No children are nursing on them, no.
What function were they serving? Were they cannons? Were they like fans for your computer? Because she is.
I mean, what does any of the upper torso of a woman function when you're a computer in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
So Dorothy orders Rion to kill Delia because he is one of her creations and she created them to obey her orders, but he refuses. She is not best pleased and attacks them with her upper torso arms. And despite Rion not having the easiest time with any of the Galarians, he just puts up like a force field and just shrug off this massive robot arm smashing into the shield that I put up.
Well, the Galarians were like, they had psychic powers. She's just a robot. What she's gonna do? What okay. The fuck she's gonna do?
Okay, I suppose that's true.
She can replicate herself, so you need to put a virus in there. But yeah, she's just a robot.
Yeah, I suppose that is very true.
I mean, she's a crappy final boss, but she's... I mean, I guess it's a realistic final boss.
In the game, she does more, and it takes a bit of time to defeat her. But yeah, Rion just says, hey, Lillian, let's launch the virus. They put their hand on a thing, and it kills Dorothy. And unfortunately, it also kills Rion. He dies in Lilia's arms before the Mushroom Tower explodes, somehow not killing Lilia too.
Turns out she's actually the main character, not Rion. That's why she gets everything she wants.
I mean, she's not a Galarian, but she has telepathy. That's never explained.
Mm.
But yeah, that's where the OVA ends, and we get 4 minutes of credits, where we find out that Slipknot was produced one of the songs used, because, of course, it was anime in the early 2000s. So when it came over west, yeah, let's put Slipknot on it.
Obligatory Slipknot.
Yeah. And it was producer read by Jonathan Platt, apparently not editor read by whoever wrote the credits. And that was the movie and the OVA. So I'll ask, was this a good adaptation?
Oh yeah, I mean, for the most part, I think the fights didn't seem... I mean, they were fine, but they could have been better. Like, they could have shown better how Rion overcomes each enemy. Like, I think the closest to being like the game was the fight with Birdman, where he goes, oh, there you are, and he blasted him. But yeah
I agree. The game relies on drugs a lot more, as I've mentioned, but if you've watched this, then spoilers for the game, because it follows the plot exactly. It was produced in part by the developer of the game, so it's understandable. At least
I did notice that in the final boss, Rion and Cain, you said? I'm sorry.
Cain.
Something like that. Essentially follows the same dialogue word for word. You killed Reinhard. You killed Birdman. Now who's next? You? Yeah. I mean, sorry, me? You? And it's like, okay, that line is not as cool as you think it is.
So I'll ask, as I always do, was this a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh? Arturo?
Thumbs down. I did not like this at all. Like, not even an ironic thumbs up works for this.
Okay, and goes.
Oh, I actually enjoyed it a lot. It's a thumbs up for me. Like, yeah, I didn't really play the game properly. I just played the demo long ago. But yeah, I like it. Liked it. I could follow it. Follow the story well enough. I don't feel like there was any... No problems with the plot off the top of my head. And yeah, I like some of the themes of child abuse and drug use. Like, when Birdman dies, he tells Rion, like, look out for yourself, something like that. Basically, if you're gonna overuse your power, you're gonna die. Like, even though Birdman's a villain, he has a bit of a change of heart, a bit of a brotherhood there, because it turns out they come from the same place, basically. And yeah, the other Galarians also turn out to have problems, have been abused in some way. And yeah, even Dorothy, the AI, her creators, the scientists, were sort of parents to her, but they said, no, we're your gods and you're supposed to obey us. So there's a bit of a child abuse there. Sorry, I'm going on a long spiel about it. But yeah, I like that a lot. And the ending isn't exactly a good one. Like, Rion dies in the end and the future is really uncertain. So in the end, like, all of that didn't exactly turn into positive. It was just still status quo.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, personally, it was a meh. I didn't hate it. I didn't particularly like it enough for a thumbs up. But it was an enjoyable watch. And when I realized that it was based on survival horror, I was a bit concerned that it might have some more horror elements, but it's not. There's no jump scares. It's hard to explain. It's not full of like zombies and monsters. There's people acting like monsters, I suppose.
It's like, I mean, the game genre survival horror was more about survival in a scary situations and not necessarily the situation being super scary.
Yeah, it makes sense. My final question is, does it deserve its My Anime List score, which was 5.36?
I think it's high, in my opinion, honestly. I felt this is actually surprisingly one of the worst things we've watched, in my opinion. So to me, I'd definitely go lower here.
I think visually it like wasn't great, because again, it's early CGI. But I think for like early CGI, a lot of the time, looks creepy, like Uncanny Valley stuff. It wasn't so much Uncanny Valley here. There was at some points, but yeah, it didn't look great visually, but I still appreciated stuff in it. Like, I think they did the best they could with it. And it looks like the game.
Yeah, it really does. And, well, again, because the developer worked on this, so it follows the exact story. All of the areas look exactly like they do in the game.
Mm. Yeah, the areas in the game, from what I understand, they're pre-rendered images, and the characters are 3D models. So yeah,
I really do like how similar the game and a VAR, because it feels like a lot of the time you're watching things like, for instance, with Pokemon, they don't feel very similar. Don't get me wrong, I'm not expecting like the pixelated early versions of Pokemon, but when it resembles very closely, it feels far more like home, and I really like when that happens.
Yeah, I think it's they might have just used the same assets that they made for the games, or because I mean, for the game, they would have to make 3D environments and then take a snapshot of that and put that as a background in the game to save on processing power, on the space on the disk, whatever. But for the film, they could just use all those models and render it as a movie. So that might be it. That's why it all looks so faithful.
Yep, the real monster was the monsters we made along the way.
Was the friends we made.
And that brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Arturo and Gus.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Greencast podcast. And until next time, game on.